caught him an undercover sting, the Harley Street doctor, who's reported to have claimed he prescribed banned performance-enhancing drugs to many sporting figures.
Obviously, some of these treatments that I use are banned on a professional, circuit.
Okay.
So you have to be mindful of that. Yep. Having said that, I have worked with lots of professional athletes.
Okay.
Who do use these treatments. But it's how you do it.
The Sunday Times says it sent a young athlete to meet Dr. Mark Boner and secretly record him sharing details of his clients. He claimed they included up to 150 elite sports people from across the sporting world, including Premier League football, tennis, boxing, cycling and cricket. The allegations have prompted a government-level inquiry over claims the UK anti-doping watchdog was told about the doctor 2 years ago but failed to act.
At the very least, they should have reported this doctor to the General Medical Council, because what he's boasting about doing is certainly in breach of medical ethics, and certainly it's a matter of professional standards for doctors.
UK Anti-Doping has confirmed it was contacted by a sports person about Mark Boner in 2014, but didn't investigate, as the doctor wasn't attached to a particular sport and there was no other evidence to corroborate the allegations.
If there was any hints or notions that there was some underhanded play going on, or drugs being prescribed that they know that it shouldn't have been, and yes, obviously there should have been some actions taken a lot earlier, and to me, any action that will nip this in the bud, stop this, prosecute, ban people, whatever the case may be, then it should be done at its earliest, basically.
Professor Barry Houlihan, who worked for UK Sport when they were in charge of preventing drugs cheats, says UK anti-doping has only a limited reach when investigating medical professionals not specifically linked to sport.
If an athlete goes to a doctor who is outside that network, then UK has no direct responsibility for them, and they have no accountability to UCAD, so all they can do is pass it on to the appropriate professional body, which in this case would be the GMC.
In South London, these amateur footballers turn out every Sunday for the love of the game. Allegations of widespread doping among elite athletes should, they believe, have been thoroughly investigated when first raised. A private clinic in London where Dr. Mark Boner rented consulting rooms to treat his patients has now confirmed it's ended its agreement with him after learning he doesn't hold a current license to treat patients in the UK. The question of any wrongdoing will form part of the official investigation into the doping allegations. The inquiry will also have some awkward questions for UK anti-doping, chief among them whether the watchdog did all it could in response to the allegations surrounding Dr. Boner. Mark White, Sky News.